Item 16, Striped Bass Harvest Club.
All right. Two things. The staffs from Maryland DNR, Potomac River Fisheries Commission, and here at VMRC have all analyzed the 2012 baywide stock information. The baywide quota for 2013 is going to be a little more than 7.5 million pounds, and that represents about a 14% decrease from the 2012 harvest quota that we're still under right now. Virginia's quota is divided evenly in the bay between our commercial and our recreational fisheries. So what that would represent in 2013 would be a 1,230,110-pound quota. Currently, we're about 1.4 million pounds per each fishery for the recreational and then also for the commercial. So first off is we need to set the 2013 quota ahead of 2013 getting here. Second part is staff came and worked very closely with the Fin Fish Management Advisory Committee to look at the commercial season to try and make that work a little better. Currently, the commercial season runs from February 1st to December 31st. However, in the beginning of February, and especially by mid-February, many rules from National Marine Fisheries Service involving the Atlantic Whale Program and the harbor porpoises and bottlenose plans all start restricting gill net activity. Well, gill net is the primary gear used to catch striped bass. So there's about a two-week window in February where they can get out and do some work if the weather's right, and then they got to get the gear out of the water down toward the lower end of the bay, toward the mouth of the bay, and, of course, in the coastal region. Well, that's really tightening up these guys because some of these guys, that's the only time they have access to striped bass. They have to wait till December to have another opportunity if the striped bass show back up. So we've looked at this, and through some workings on staff and some logistic changes, we have come up with a plan to actually open the commercial striped bass fishery on January 16th, 2 weeks earlier. That provides an additional 2 weeks for that harvest. We're not increasing harvest. We're still under a harvest quota, so it's not changing that, but it's giving a few more weeks of opportunity to do their work. So we've done this now. With that, and you'll notice in the evaluation package, there was quite a bit of a little of amendments that went along with it. Some were administrative about how we're going to allocate the tags, when we're going to do it, and everything, when they're going to have certain documentation back in the staff. And some of it is regulatory and such as we would want to, making this work and helping staff get the work done, they had to shift some things around. They need to change how the transfer system currently works. They now want to change it from where you could basically do a quota transfer in a commercial fishery from February 1 through November 30th, now allow the temporary permanent quota transfers from February 1 through September 30th, make the minimum quota transfer amount 500 pounds unless the transfer is 100% of all the unused quota. We also want to have no transfers from October 1 to November 30th. That provision in the regulation that says staff has time to be prepping all the materials it takes to do the next season. We go through 275,000 tags for this fishery. It takes time to prep all that stuff up, get all the permits done every time, so we want to give staff time to do all that work. This work they were doing in January during that January 16th period, so we're shifting that around. We also want to go back, though, and allow temporary transfers in December from the 1st to the 15th, some we don't do now. And this would provide shareholders the ability to compensate for any potential individual quota overages they may have incurred. In case someone did happen to go over and they have someone else willing to transfer a quota to make up for that overage, give that a time period in December so they can make up for that overage. And one additional part of this, right now I've been talking about Chapter 252, but we also have to look at Chapter 751, which pertains to gill netting. In that provision right now, we have a provision from January 1 through March 25th of each year. It's unlawful for any person to place, set, or fish in a gill net with a stretch mesh of 3 3/4 inches and 6 inches within the restricted area set forth below, and this is per river, during the month of February. So except during the month of February, any legally licensed fisherman may place, set, or fish in a gill net with a stretch mesh size of from 5 inches to 6 inches within the restricted areas. What we basically need to do there is, instead of it just saying February, we need to move that date back to January 16th also. So So it coincides with the striped bass fishery, because that's what it's all tied to, is the striped bass fishery. A lot of stuff. So staff is recommending advertising. December 10th, public hearing to establish the 2013 Virginia Recreational Commercial Striped Bass Quotas as 1,230,110 pounds to open the striped bass commercial fishery season on January 16th and to amend the procedures involving tag distribution and quota transfers and to amend the lawful gillnet season in the James York and Rappahannock Rivers that is described in Chapter 751.
Can you tell me the weight again? I'm sorry.
The weight?
1,230,110 pounds.
The quota will be 1,230,110 pounds for the commercial fishery and the same amount for the recreational fishery in 2013.
Okay.
Good?
Questions of Mr. Griss? Plumley.
Does this pull back the time period for commercial fishermen if it opens up a little bit earlier?
Yeah, it'll go from February 1st to January 16th, but we would still have our closure on December 31st.
On December 31st? Okay. All right.
Any comments, questions, any objection to this public hearing?
No, sir.
Seeing none, the hearing is so ordered.